Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. We're still here. How are you all doing? Let's do some Eurovision. Coming up later in the show, everybody gets to shine a light, the community organises replacements, and the official CD is definitely coming our way. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome to another week of news in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest, a world that is very slightly different to the one we expected for 2020. But nevertheless, we still have Eurovision bringing us together in strange, different and wonderfully marvellous ways. I'm Ewan Spence. You can find out more about Eurovision at our website, esinsight.com, and you can support us at Patreon. esinsight.com/Patreon will take you there, or you can flip it around to patreon.com/esinsight as well. Opening the show this week, in what is rapidly turning into my tribute to Andy Rooney, I want to talk about Eurovision, Europe Shine a Light. This is the two-hour show that will be broadcast on May the 16th in the slot once occupied by the Eurovision Song Contest. The last few weeks have seen a small number of broadcasters confirm that they would be broadcasting the show. But this week saw the EBU confirm that not only were all 41 broadcasters who were due to attend Rotterdam 2020 going to carry the show, another five friends of the parish would also be broadcasting the special. Once more, we have the Eurovision Song Contest uniting the continent and indeed uniting the world. I know that it's not the song contest that many were expecting at the start of the year. I know that it's not a replacement contest that many believe should have been attempted, be it behind closed doors, a studio link-up, or using the videos and voting on those. And I'm not going to go over those arguments here. After all, it's going to be a debating point for decades. What I just want to point out is the fact that it is a unifying force. Just as Eurovision, the song contest, is a force, Eurovision, Europe Shine a Light, is also bringing everybody a shared moment, everybody just finding a little bit of joy and of happiness in a really dark year. It's also good to see that broadcasters are using the show as an anchor, and around it, they're making their own content about the contest, be it documentaries about their selected performer, reviewing the songs that were going to be in Rotterdam, or bringing in the public to vote and decide their country's winning song. The song contest is once more a hopeful beacon of light entertainment in a world looking to find itself. Except for viewers in the United Kingdom. You see, before the EBU announced Shine a Light, the BBC announced Eurovision Come Together, a show that promised to look at what would have been in 2020, alongside classic Eurovision performances and entertaining interviews, including this year's UK performer James Newman. That's from the press release. The BBC have decided not to join the rest of the broadcasters in the EBU who are airing this unifying moment. Where other broadcasters are incorporating Shine a Light into their primetime schedule and bringing people together, the BBC are hiding the EBU show on iPlayer, their on-demand service. I completely understand why the BBC has come together. Every broadcaster is working on their own programmes that will have a good fit with their audience expectations on a Saturday night primetime show. In the case of the UK, Come Together is going to meet an audience that, when they think Eurovision, think, Graham Norton makes me laugh. Look at Big Pops and Pyro. Didn't ABBA do this before Bucks Fizz did it better? Great! It's Saturday night, it's light entertainment, it's for the whole country, and it's going to deliver the audience numbers. But there is a time to be all about the audience and handing them some comfort food that they're expecting. But there's also a time to go beyond that, to be a public service broadcaster, to create moments, to create emotion and embrace the world. The EBU is an alliance of public service media organisations, and the BBC plays a key role in the EBU. That organisation has worked with its members to create a programme that delivers on the public service ethos. It's not too late for the BBC to realise that there's something, bigger than shiny floors, sequins and wheeling out the same wacky clips of Dancing Lasha Tumbai, Papa Penguin and Dust in the Turkey. It's not too late to double bill the programmes. Doesn't it sound right? And now on BBC One, Come Together Europe, Shine a Light. on with the news, and let's look at the stuff from Eurovision 2020-21, specifically from Rotterdam City Council. They're expected to vote next week. It's penciled in for April the 23rd on approving €6.7 million to fund a bid and the hosting of Eurovision in 2021 in Rotterdam. Now, they did have insurance, but it didn't cover the complete cost, so this is the extra money that we need to go into the budget. We will keep you up to date with the news on that vote and more, both here on the show next week, but also you'll find us on social media, twitter.com/ESEinsight and facebook.com/ESEinsight as well. Although we're not getting the official Songs of the Show double CD, don't worry, you're not going to have a gap on your shelf. We are getting Eurovision, a tribute to the artists and the show, a double CD with the songs from all 41 countries. Release date has been pushed back a week from May the 8th to May the 15th, probably so they can do different printing of the inlay labels. The fact that it's bundled with a free set of drinks coasters is a joke that writes itself. As I've just discussed, Eurovision Europe Shine a Light has been picked up by all 41 broadcasters who entered Rotterdam 2020. Joining them is the other Belgian public service broadcaster, RTBF. The two of them take turns about 20 Eurovision. Former entrants, BHRT from Bosnia-Herzegovina and RTCG from Montenegro. And also Khabar TV in Kazakhstan and RTK in Kosovo will also be broadcasting the show across Europe. We're expecting the 2020 class to have their at-home medley of love shine the light. The community have been asked to video their performances of What's Another Year to create another medley, and we also know that we're going to be a moment of honouring the 41 performers of the show that never was with clips and interview materials. This week saw the third Eurovision home concert going up on the official YouTube channel, so you can watch that again at youtube.com/Eurovision. This week saw part of the 2020 cohort again, so Leslie Roy, Hurricane, Jeannie McCree, Ulrike and Uku Svisti taking to their webcams. Last year's entry from Estonia, Victor Krohn, and Lake Malawi from the Czech Republic were also performing. Khaleesi, Italy's 1997 performers, bringing in a dash of history, and a duet that basically pretty much headlines everything. Sergei Lazarev and Helena Paparizou coming to the show. There will be a fourth home concert next week at the official channel, and you can watch this week's and the last 2 weeks at youtube.com/Eurovision. In terms of countries that have said the person that we selected this year is going to go next year, the number is still 13. So to keep track, that's Montaigne from Australia, Vincent Bueno for Austria, Effendi for Azerbaijan, Hubert Fornick for Belgium, Victoria for Bulgaria, Tornike Kipiani for Georgia, Stefania for Greece, Eden Len for Israel, Jeannie McCree for the Netherlands, Roxanne for Romania, Blas Canto for Spain, Jons Tears for Switzerland, and Goa for Ukraine. In the future, there will be a pub quiz question about that. Commit it to memory. You never know, you might win University Challenge with it. In terms of news from the Eurovision countries, well, it's mostly about the programming that they're going to be doing for the rest of April and May. Australia has a massive week planned leading up to the, not the grand final, but Shine Light on May the 17th, because it's Australia, it's Sunday for them because of the time difference. They're going to be showing five Eurovisions in full in the 5 nights beforehand, effectively every time Australia's had an entry, so 2015 onwards. The Road to Eurovision 2020 is a new documentary. Eurovision's Big Night In, and of course, Shine a Light in the mix there as well, all on SBS. It's something like 31 hours of programming of the song contest it's taking up that week. Over in Austria, they're working through a show right now, Declined a Song Contest, to find Austria's winner for Eurovision 2020. The final is, as we record this, tomorrow, Saturday the 18th, and it's available from ORF's website to watch again. I think they've geo-unlocked it. I'll check that, and you can check it as well. But if not, you know, you can follow the news and stuff. You know where to find it. Over in Iceland, their traditional preview show is going ahead, just the same as it is like in Germany and Finland. It's the usual preview shows, and it's going to start on April the 25th. RUV have confidently predicted that they will find out who would have come second in the Eurovision Song Contest, because Iceland would have won it. I love the confidence. Love it. Broadcaster NRK in Norway is carrying on with its preview show Adresse Europa, but it's moving away from the songs and looking for the best moments in Eurovision history. Norway are still going to be choosing their favourite winning song. That's going to be a new show that's broadcast on the Friday night, May the 15th, which will be hosted by their new commentator, Marty Stuckstad. And once more, we will have the winning song. And we'll see if it's Norway, we'll see if it's Iceland, we'll see if it's any of the other 41. Slovenia are also bringing up more details. They'll have a one-hour documentary leading into the Shine a Light special. They'll be talking about Anna Soklik and her song Voda, and also the history of their national final show, EMA. In terms of contests, even though we don't have the main contest, a lot of the fan communities are all organising their own slightly different flavour of contests as well. And luckily, most of them are making sure that they're not broadcasting or streaming or announcing at the same time. The OGAE Fan Club are organising their Eurovision Fan Contest. So the international branch are taking off main lead on that one. Each of the national clubs will be acting as the Eurovision juries, and there will be a public vote as well. Check your local club for details. Eurostream 2020 was announced this week. It's going to be a streaming show of semi-finals and grand finals, but the week before, so May the 5th, May the 7th, and May the 9th. More details are at Eurostream2020.com. The team at ESC Insight are giving them a handout with some of the backroom organisations as well. Finally, I'm not going to be able to highlight everybody. If I've missed you, drop us in an email. You'll find the contact details at ESCInsight.com, or you can email me direct, Ewan@ESCInsight.com. And let me know what you're doing in terms of the shows. We'll get this in the spot next week. But for now, I'll finish up by highlighting Eurovoix's Big Show Eurojury. This is now in its 8th year. They put together a broadcast show. Now, it's going to stream on May the 16th, and they have multiple juries with past former Eurovision singers and other celebrities and some of the high-profile fans and a number of the community members as well. Eurovoix.com. You will find more details there. Okay, in the next 7 days, well, Saturday the 18th, we will have another edition of Eurovision Again at Eurovision Again at 7:45 p.m. UK time, and you'll be told what year of song contest we're all going to be watching, and we'll all start watching at 8 o'clock. In previous years, the EBU has synced up our broadcast on the official Eurovision channel. We're expecting that again, but do watch the tweets for that. Last week, it was Eurovision Again from 2015 and Vienna. Taking the top spot there was not Monzermo of Sweden, who won it there. Neither was it Il Volo for Italy, who finished second at the time. It was, in fact, Belgium's Loic Nettet taking the top. And I suspect not only was it Loic getting a lot of personal votes, but there was a certain backing singer in there called Suri, who has captured the heart of many Eurovision fans in the UK and beyond. So all wrapped together, Eurovision Again 2015 winner goes to Loic Nettet. Last week was also the Spanish pre-party, which carried on with doing the webcam streaming from home, so it became just a Eurovision party. youtube.com/Eurovision-Spain. You can watch the whole show again. You can pick up the highlights. There's some great songs and numbers in there for you to explore. Next Friday, the 24th, of course, will be the fourth Eurovision home concert. The last three are already on broadcast again. We have another podcast and all of that. Jukebox Jury, we've shifted now to Sunday because there's a fair number of stuff on Saturday going on. So this Sunday, if you head to the website, you will get the next episode of our reviews of all the songs from 2020. And of course, there's an archive of those as well, and it will be broadcast throughout the week in various places. One of those, of course, being the podcastradio.co.uk down in London, where we hit the airwaves every week to broadcast over London and the South East. And you have a chance to listen to more podcasts or listen to it online at the website as well. And there we go. That takes us through another 7 days of the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. It's a year that's been not as we expected, but we still have the songs, we still have the community, we still have each other. Stay safe, be kind. Ta-ra for now. Cue up the guitars. ESC Insight News podcast this week was scripted and hosted by Ewan Spence. www.escinsight.com.